And now it's time for Shelf Life, news from the Witcher at Stouffville Public Library, with your host, librarian Catherine Sword.
Hello, everyone, and today is going to be a really interesting show. I have got one of our vendors, the library vendor, who has provided us a program called Chili Fresh, and he's phoning in, and his name is Scott Johnson, company of Chili Fresh. Actually, Scott, where are you calling in from?
Our headquarters is in Kansas City, right in the middle of the United States.
Isn't that amazing? And this, I think, is important about Chili Fresh because I've been impressed with the international nature of it. But let me back up and get you to describe a little bit about Chili Fresh for our listeners.
Okay. Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. Chili Fresh, this company and the platforms that we've built are a lot of fun. And the way that they're impacting the library is a lot of fun for users and staff as well. Let me just tell you a little bit about how Chili Fresh got started and why we even exist. And that might be kind of an interesting place to start. About 4 years ago, I was doing a project at my local library. And when I say my local library, it's a small suburban library here in Kansas City. And that project that I was doing had nothing to do with the library's catalog, but more to do with a network security project. And this was a very small, short-time project. It was only a six-week project. But during that time, I got a chance to know a lot of the people that worked at the library, a lot of the staff there.
Okay.
And one particular day, I was walking past the reference desk, and there was a reference librarian sitting there. She was not busy helping anyone. And I was working behind the desk on some computer things, and I looked up, and I noticed on her computer screen that she had the library's catalog open on the left-hand side of the screen, and then she had Amazon open on the right-hand side of the screen.
Oh, yes.
And so I asked her, I said, Sarah, what are you doing? And she says, oh, I'm just looking for my next read. You know, I want to take a book home and I'm looking for my next read. And I said, I really don't understand. I said, help me understand. I said, you work at the library, but you're going to buy the book from Amazon? And she said, no. She says, I look at our collection in the catalog to see what we have. And then I go to Amazon and I read peer reviews. I read what people have to say about that particular item before I take it home. And I looked at her and I said, well, why aren't there reviews in your catalog? And she looked up at me like I had spiders on my face.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She said, that's not possible. There's no way to put reviews in the catalog. And so that's really the genesis of Chili Fresh. I went home and I wrote a little script to see how this would all work. And then I hired a staff. All of our development staff, by the way, is in Eastern Europe. And then we actually launched this just 3 months afterward. And gosh, in a 4-year period of time, we've got about 3,500 libraries worldwide that are using Chili Fresh.
3,500?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm actually impressed. I guess I hadn't realized it was only 4 years. And we've been with you for 1 year. Our Witcher
right.
Stouffville Library has been here with you for the 1 year. And I want to get the information out there for the users because I don't see many reviews from Stouffville. So 3,500 libraries worldwide. Can you give us an idea of what countries, how far ranging?
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, there's a couple of questions I can answer. You mentioned that there aren't a lot of reviews that are written from your local library.
So far.
And this is one of the challenges. This is one of the challenges that comes with the review system. Because the truth of the matter is, with patron and user reviews, is that a ton of people want to read reviews. I mean, having the reviews in your catalog is a valuable, valuable resource because everybody wants to read those reviews. But Catherine, you know this. The truth of the matter is there's a small number of people that are actually willing to write those reviews.
That's true.
And so what we did is we took that truth, and it really is a truth, we took that truth and then we built the system around that. And what I mean by that is the review system that we built is a collaborative database of reviews, which means that a user at your library will write a review, and that review will be visible on other libraries' catalogs throughout the world. And their library's patrons will write a review, and it'll be visible in yours. So what we did is we overcame this limitation of such a small amount of people as a percentage will actually write a review. But now there's hundreds of thousands of reviews in there because there are so many libraries that are
right.
participating in the system.
Right.
The other question that you had was, what's the scope of the system? How far-reaching is this? And I'll tell you that we've been so lucky. We don't even have salespeople in the company. Basically, libraries hear about Chili Fresh from other libraries, and this is how the company has grown. And interestingly enough, in the 4 years that we've been around, we have libraries now in the United States, Canada, Mexico, the UK, throughout Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Singapore, and now we're just getting our first libraries on in India and Saudi Arabia.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's five different continents, and then we also publish user content in five different languages as well.
That's amazing, too. Now, I should clarify for our listeners that in our catalog, in the Witcher Stovall Public Library, the reviews they're going to see are to the books that are in our own collection, not
right.
the collection in the other libraries.
But that's exactly right.
That's right. That's still, I think, about 60,000 volumes if people really want to go in there and play around.
You also know, Catherine, that a library in the UK or in Australia or in the US will have common ISBNs, common items.
Yes.
And so when there is a common item, a review that's in some place in the world will also appear in your catalog.
Tell me that again.
What happens is all of our reviews are hooked in your catalog to the ISBN. Okay.
All right.
And so if there's an item that you have in your catalog, and that same item is in the catalog in the UK or in Australia or New Zealand, and a reviewer is written elsewhere,
yes.
we actually do that matching by the ISBN, and so that,
okay.
that review will appear in your catalog.
Okay. Actually, I thought it was linking by title.
We link, number one, by ISBN.
Gotcha.
And then we also do an exact item match, too, because ISBNs don't tell the whole story. For example, let's talk about the book Where the Red Fern Grows. You know there's many editions of that book.
Exactly,
I mean, there's
yes.
the large print, there's the paperback and all of that. And each of those have an ISBN.
Right.
So what we do is not only do we hook the review to the ISBN, but we do an exact title and author match. So if the title and the author is exactly the same,
perfect.
We actually display the review for one for all of them.
Perfect. Okay. Now, for listeners, I'm going to clarify the ISBN is the International Standard Book Number. And I actually get people who bring that into me thinking that it's call number, the number to find the book on the shelf. But the ISBN is a unique number to that edition. And as you say, it may be an edition for large print. The edition for the pocketbook has a different ISBN, so they are different. And also for Canada and U.S., even though we may have the same, Neal Stephenson, for example, is one of my favorite authors, there'll be a Canadian version ISBN and an American version ISBN.
That's exactly
so that's why
right.
I wanted to make sure that it was also matching by title.
Yeah, with title and author, you have to do title and author because there's many items that have the
exactly.
same title. But what we do in that instance is we actually rely on your data from your catalog to make those matches correctly.
That's right. So what the listeners should take away from this is that behind the scenes, your company and our library are discussing so that they've got the most opportunity of getting the title that they're interested in and seeing a review. That's what it comes
down to. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know what, Catherine? It's interesting about this review. I mean, and we're talking about reviews that are written by users at libraries. And many times, these are, let's use the word unsophisticated, they are not the same type of reviews that you would see from, for instance, the New York Times or something like that.
That's right.
Many times, they're not extensive reviews. But if you think about how we make decisions on the internet nowadays,
yes.
it's exactly the kind of data that we use as a compilation to make a decision. And I'm talking about decisions such as buying a laptop computer or tires for your car or a washer and dryer, for example. It's so important to consumers to read what their peers think about the item that might
That's
already
right.
be in their home.
Yeah.
It becomes more valuable than the professional reviews because there is no motive, there's no financial motive for
That's
somebody
right.
to write something good or bad.
And that's a very important point, I think. I can remember years ago of a patron who always took out many of the award winners and then would come back and say, I don't know why that won an award. It's a different
right.
kind of review. It's a different kind of judgment, I guess, on that book.
That's exactly right. And it's how we have moved as a people to make decisions about what we do on the internet. I mean, mm-hmm. imagine staying at a hotel that you could only see professional reviews. I can't even imagine it. I want to know what those people thought of it that just checked out.
That's right. Now, actually, if I remember correctly, it's a star rating system, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
So can a person just enter in a star rating, or do they always have to enter a comment, a couple of sentences that says why they...
The answer to that is yes and no.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is we've had a number of libraries that have asked us to just allow the star system, and so next month that capability is going to be there, so somebody can just rate the item
Wonderful.
Rather than writing a review as well. That is a functionality that's coming very quickly.
Wonderful.
But right now when somebody wants to rate it, they have to write a review. And what really happens when they want to just do the rating and they don't want to write the review is they'll do the rating and then they'll write good book.
Right, exactly.
You know, as, yeah, as the review.
Short and sweet.
Right.
That's right. And I believe it's a 5-star rating.
That's exactly
so,
right.
Yeah, so, and actually, I was thinking to myself how often some of the patrons have gotten to know that I like to read some science fiction, and so they don't want what I read because I read this out there stuff. So now I can go to the catalog and pull up one of, and again, Neal Stephenson is one of my favorite authors, and say, look,
right.
Look, there are other people out in the world who think he's a 4- and 5-star writer. Read his books.
Right. What happens is it helps you find like-minded people.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
That's right. That's right. And also other books that you might not know that you like. Now, and I'm just going to do a little bit of a expansion on our catalog. We have a Polaris computer system that's a catalog that works very well with a Chili Fresh, but it also works with another package called Novelist. So it is possible for our patron to bring up their favorite book that they've just read, and The Help by Stockett was all the rage for quite a while there. And if
right.
they open the full record, it will link to the Novelist database and come back with recommendations for other books like that. And
right.
I've been training people to do this because it opens up your reading list. And of course,
interestingly enough, sorry to interrupt
you,
but interestingly enough, the Novelist people
yes.
and all of our staff have been working together over the last 3 years to make
really?
Sure that, number one, that our content doesn't overlap theirs, and that when the Novelist Select product is integrated into your catalog and you are a Connections subscriber, and we'll talk about Connections here
oh,
in just
definitely.
A minute.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to get to that.
That all of the Novelist Select content appears in Connections, and all of the Chili Fresh Review content will appear in your Novelist
that
content as
well.
That
is going to be amazing. Is that happening now
oh, yeah.
or a future?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh.
It's happening right now.
Okay. I've got to go back and do some looking in the catalog myself. But I've been
I think what you need to do is just turn on the Chili Fresh part in the admin tool of the Novelist
okay.
stuff.
I will talk to Marcia's our tech person, I think, so I might need to remember that when I go back. Just to finish my other thought, I've got half a dozen of them, but to finish the thought of going into the catalog, opening the full record, get the other recommendations, and start linking to all the titles that are in there, that's when it becomes really important to be able to glance just to the left where those Chili Fresh reviews are and say, oh, yeah, it is like The Help. It's got 4 or 5 stars as well, and see what other readers have said about it. So that's how
right.
those packages are working together.
Right.
Right. So we're actually coming close to a station break, and I'm very excited that after the break we'll be getting into that Connections and the communications things. I should mention beforehand, because I'm sure I'll get excited, that we are using Chili Fresh this summer to start an online teen book club. It's for grades 9 to 12, and you should contact the information desk at the library to get a little bit more information about that, because there'll be a little bit of training. And we'll talk a little bit about book clubs and communications and connections after the station break. We'll take a quick break.